All right, every single Friday, right around this time, we have some fun with the drop of the week.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski
of the week.
All right, drop of the week, compilation of oftentimes the more funny, sometimes poignant, sometimes ridiculous things that have happened on our show. And Seltzer does a great job compiling them. James, what are we looking at this week? Oh, let me tell you, drop of the week is brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers, and what wonderful people they are and experts at what they do right there in South Jersey, Marlton, New Jersey, South Jersey's diamond destination. All right, Seltzer, you say this is an above-average week for drops. Tell us why.
Yeah, I think it's an above-average week. We got tennis stuff we'll get into, but I think there are a lot of funny, weird things that happen on the show. A couple things that have never happened before. This has happened before. Ross Tucker has made a fool of himself before. And he did it again. The tennis match in FDR Park. Here's what happened.
I'm going to go with you, Joe. I'm going with you to win tennis.
Smart man.
Everybody was FKR Park.
Was the president in the 1930s FKR?
What was that?
That's pretty funny.
I mean, this guy went to Princeton. He went to Princeton. FKR Park. Come on, dude.
It's almost
it's ridiculous.
Raunchy.
It's a little weird. All right, now this has not happened on the show before. This is a story in three parts, as it were, because we went back to this guy multiple times. For the first time, we encountered someone truly asleep and snoring on our show. Here's Cornelius.
Let's go to Cornelius right now. Cornelius, you got a good name. Good morning. Cornelius, come on.
Is he joking or is this real?
Let's hear it. He's sleeping. Let's listen.
Sounds like there's a fly.
He's definitely sleeping.
No, he's sleeping. No, everyone be quiet for a second. Let's listen. He is sleeping.
Oh, yeah. He's out.
That's incredible. Just incredible.
So it keeps going. You give it about 45 minutes or so. Let's check in on Cornelius again.
Let's see if he has awakened. Cornelius, good morning, sir.
Hey, Corny.
Oh, my God.
All right, finally.
You almost heard him there.
Third attempt. I think you did. Here's Cornelius.
All right. Let's try Cornelius again. Let's see if he's awake. Cornelius, good morning.
I'm here.
Good morning.
What's going on, buddy?
That's great. That's really good, man. I heard Jody Mack say that years ago happened to him as a talk show host.
It happen to Angelo once. I don't remember when, but I remember them going back and having fun. It's such a funny thing.
It's a funny thing. Very rare.
Not funny is you, Joe, who you had one job. You have gone to Merrill's house prior to the start of the season many times now, and every time you take a bottle of champagne, the Eagles go to the Super Bowl. Every year we say, hey, Joe, take the bottle of champagne. I asked you if you did it. Here's what happened.
I mean, I think everyone knows. Did you bring the bottle of champagne? I mean, we know the history, you know?
I didn't even think to ask last night. Did you? Joe?
I did not.
What's wrong with you?
I did not.
What's wrong with you?
I did not.
Why?
There was a lot going on yesterday.
No.
Very busy.
This is nonsense.
It is unfortunate.
Unfortunate is a word. You know, disappointing, like you don't care about the Eagles or Eagles fans, but that's fine because, by the way, I love Devin going, when he said it was great.
Genuine shock.
But we're in luck because.
And let me just say this real quick, James. There are some that believe I wanted to keep my perfect record alive.
Oh, come on.
I'm just telling you. I've heard that theory.
It's a nonsensical theory, and honestly, it upsets me. Luckily, one member of this show decided to come through.
A hero.
Yeah, a hero.
Then I did sneak in a small nap. It was only about an hour and 15 minutes.
Is this supposed to be an
excuse? Yeah, it's just
You asked me for what happened. I'm telling you what happened. Hey, then I got to his house an hour late.
I took some champagne for him, so maybe that will help.
Look at that.
Thank God. Well done, buddy. Seriously.
I'm so proud of you, John.
Me too. For real.
Coming of age moment.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that kind of was.
Yeah, it is.
I agree.
It kind of was a coming of age moment, and I am proud to announce that was not Alicia's idea.
No way!
Wow!
Good job, dude.
It does seem like people
proud of you.
Think I'm being puppeted.
What?
Maybe there's some truth to that. Maybe there's some truth to that. But no,
maybe
this
just
time
your Instagram account is being popular. Maybe just Instagram. All right, let's keep it rolling. This I gotta be honest. Stunning audio coming to the show this week. Shout out to our guy Buzz Dan Wilson. Dug this up. We had not heard this. We had talked about the show or whatever, but the whole Jack Fritz, the Trey Turner, the ovation. Well, it turns out, Joe, you were first.
Here's the audio from apparently July of 2023 when we first unleashed the concept.
But I also do think there is a human side to this where if tonight, if you go to the game, you get a chance to give Trey Turner a standing ovation if he's in the lineup. To try to prop him up. I think this is the moment.
You could actually make a difference.
Like, I believe that.
We, as the fans, could actually impact the outcome of this season, of Trey's ability to be a good player.
Possibly.
This season.
Look, in the end, Trey's going to, for the most part, determine what happens here. But do I think there's a little bit
we
of something?
Use a little lift.
Give him a hug. I mean, there it is.
There it is.
We clearly believed that. We really thought it could impact the season.
I mean, there
and
it
Trey,
is. Yeah.
Look, things get unearthed sometimes. I think the people on YouTube right now are trying to figure out why Devin would just go. And I don't think we'll say.
Yeah, no. We'll discuss. Just always.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Always
entertaining.
In this case. Some hot
rods. Some hot rods.
That was funny.
Sweeping
some speedsters.
By.
Yeah.
YouTube's like, what are they motioning to each other about? We'll keep that between us just because that would be the appropriate thing to do. But, yes, James, it was a great job by Buzz coming up with that audio.
Yeah, it really was. I don't know.
Awesome.
I don't know when the documentary about you guys is getting made, but it should. Right,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, make sure we keep track of that because clips like that mysteriously disappear from time to time.
Yeah,
let's make
Jack
sure
Fritz
we
does have, you know, access to audio. I'm just
yes,
saying.
Yes, make you know sure we copy that and secure it and put it somewhere safe.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Devin got into the act earlier. Maybe the best nickname in the history of WIP, arguably, Mommy and Daddy for Spike and Ike. And, Joe, you got him on the record when Spike was on with us. This was good stuff.
So do you consider yourself Mommy or Daddy?
All I know is that me and Ike have been at every one of these events, and I look around in the morning show, and I don't see the same kind of support.
You ain't wrong.
Yeah. However, I'm obvious. Look, you think Ike's going to be Mommy? Like, I'm obviously Mommy.
Wow.
That was great.
It was really well done. Yeah. Shout out to Spike. That was really funny. All right, this is something else that never happened on the show before, and I still, honestly, I could get Dave Scalish in here, who's our head engineer, he knows everything. I don't know that he could explain this. We went to our guy Neil in the Northeast, and somehow, through the magic of technology, this happened.
Let's go to Neil. Jack. Northeast Philadelphia. Neil, what's up, pal?
Whoa.
Hold on, let's try this again. Whoa.
Are we in outer space?
This is wild.
Are we floating?
Wow.
How did this happen before?
Oh, here we go. The Eagles kicks the Chiefs' ass.
Can anyone beatbox?
I wish. I think beatboxing is so cool.
Jack Fritz has no tennis game.
Do this all day.
Hey, no, for no, real. For how real. Did this how happen? Did happen?
I don't know. I don't know. It's never happened before. I still don't know how it happened. We did go on for like two more minutes just yelling into the abyss.
So glad you Super included fun. That in Drop of the Week, James. I forgot about that. That just the awe in all of us. Yeah. Like we all immediately became children.
You're about to start crying.
I know.
As a matter of fact, I think she is. Devin Kaney.
Especially Richie's just like, are we in outer space?
So good.
I thought of Luke Skywalker time. Remember when?
I know, totally.
I thought about being like at a huge like canyon and just yelling and the echo. It's just I can't explain it. Like I feel like you try and make that effect happen and you can't do it that
it
well.
So fun.
Very
amazing.
Cool. All right, let's
find out if Neil's okay. But.
Yeah, Neil. Yeah, he's okay. He's good. Yeah. No, it's good. He's
at the bottom of a crevasse somewhere.
Thanks for the entertainment, Neil.
Exactly, Neil. You rule. All right, let's get to the tennis portions. We've got a few cuts from tennis. One cut prior to tennis happening, because when Merrill Reese throws out the American twist, I got to play it.
I think Joe's going to win this thing. Now,
you do.
Wow, there it is.
Well, why?
First of all, Joe, hit your hard serve down the middle at about 80 miles an hour if you can. And then in the, if
no big deal.
Go to your second serve. if you are serving to the deuce court, I would lean back and hit an American twist that kind of hits and bounces over his shoulder.
What
if you can handle those kind of things, you'll be fine.
Merrill, you're the man. That was awesome,
Merrill.
That's great, man.
So good.
That's great.
All right, let's get to the tennis itself. And we've had a lot of good stuff. If I had to guess, I would guess this is probably the winner of Drop of the Week. We'll find out. But in the heat of the battle, the hammer, the competitor, decided to curse out the refs.
That ball was out. Guys, I love you because I want to be on your side. I'm begging the people that are calling the things to scream out if it's out. Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
I was so mad.
And
I
you
was
let
so
the
mad.
Eagles chant right after. He walks up and he goes, scream like this.
I was so mad. So, Devin, who was the maddest between me, James, and Spike? Because all three of us were irate.
At the yes. officials?
Yeah. Did you notice James and Spike? Because I did.
So I feel like James and Spike, at least from where I was standing, were like quietly fuming.
Oh, I yelled at one point.
No,
I yelled.
At times.
Yeah,
at times.
I yelled
well,
out loud.
Okay, I'll say Spike. At the officials, probably Spike. But then, Joe, like, you take the cake. You went over and stole the mic and cursed them out.
Yeah.
But Ike was definitely the most vocally mad, not at the officials, really, but at just everything. Like, at both you and Jack, he was very vocal.
What's he mad at me for?
He was mostly mad at Jack. He was mad at the calls. He was yelling BS. And
he
was like a mom watching their kid play soccer, you know? Like, he was into it.
He attached his wagon to an oaf. That's his fault.
Yeah, well,
I think he was disappointed in Jack's.
Oh, there's no question.
Effort.
Oh, what is going to be their because what is going to be their approach? Because I feel like on one hand they don't want to like
beat him up too much.
Yeah, they don't want to deflate him.
But they also got
to. Yeah, they need to tell him what's going on here. Yeah, like, dude, get yourself together, or you're going to lose this thing.
I know.
So, yeah, that's their dilemma. I think they've been way too soft and
kind with them throughout,
and that's part of the problem that they're in now.
I agree with that.
Now what do? You ramp up the tough coaching and risk losing him completely? I don't know. That's the thing. This is so fascinating because Jack really might lose.
Well, it feels like you're dealing with Ben Simmons.
Yeah,
I heard them talking to him
about making sure he practices and prepares for basketball a lot more than
he's just
he
like, I'll do it. Yeah, sure. Right. No, I'll do it. That's what I mean.
Listen, all jokes aside from us, he's a jokey guy. I love Jack. He's a great person. I don't think he has the competitive gene to the same extent, obviously, as I have.
Like, get the seriousness. Part of competing,
right? You can still joke about stuff, but dig freaking down,
compete your ass off, and try everything you can to win this.
They
because you're
play...
about to lose, man.
Oh, he could. They should play the AJ Brown audio for him. I mean, I thought that was a really interesting answer from AJ on the mindset of an athlete, like the need to dig down. And anyway,
all right,
let's do a couple more.
I'll do some live editing. I'm just going to do two more. One, you gave a message to Jack Fritz. This was the message.
These are my eight words. Jack, do you want to bend the knee?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Wow.
He went there.
Do we know if he responded yesterday?
I texted him and told him the time and the audio that there was a message, but I don't know past that.
Oh, he ignored it. Yeah.
He kind of already did bend the knee.
He did. We bent
in
both.
In golf.
Exactly. Yeah. Then last one, Joe, you said it a little bit earlier, but you said yesterday one of your new goals in this competition.
I really love Jack, and I want everyone to buy Jack's book, but I want to put some hair on his chest.
That's a serious challenge.
I know.
It's true. I got to add that to my five goals have now become six goals.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I mean, I can't prove that I put hair on his chest, but should I put that as an official goal?
Why not?
James, or not?
I think it's funny.
All right. I'll make that number four.
Do people like that anymore? Because when I was growing up, I spent a lot of time over at my neighbor's.
A nice
house.
Pelt? Are you talking about a real pelt on
that,
there?
Yeah, the chest hair. Yeah,
it's
I was told by my nana that real men were like Burt Reynolds.
Well, it's like Austin Powers, right?
You know? Yeah. Lots of chest hair.
I think it could be coming back a little bit.
With the mustache.
Like Tom Selleck.
Yeah, like not the way it was in the
what, 70s?
Well, that's the thing. My Nana used to say, Burt Reynolds, Johnny, that's a man.
Well, he was.
Yeah,
he was. Burt, he was like Burt the best Reynolds movie star in the world.
He had the mustache, the single biggest star in the 1970s.
Yeah, he was.
He had a very thick mustache.
No, number
and
one.
A very thick
I think there was a period in the 70s where he was the single biggest star. If you take the
me,
whole
you
70s.
You tell me who you think was bigger.
You know he played quarterback at Florida State.
Yeah.
I think James, Marlon Brando was probably still a bigger star in the 70s. He was getting older, so
Burt
maybe not.
Reynolds
he was too weird.
Was
Marlon Brando was too weird.
Burt Reynolds.
You know, Burt was definitely for a period in the 70s. I'm just, I'd have to think about it. But Burt Reynolds, it might be Burt.
I still got to come up with my freaking
Burt
80s
is a
lady.
You know who's an
name.
Underrated 70s star? Roy Scheider doesn't get the credit he does. He was in a lot of stuff, Roy Scheider.
Well,
Jaws, obviously.
You can stay on that island. I got
No, I'm not saying
Burt
over Burt
John
Reynolds. I'm not saying
Burt
over Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, you
relax.
Got your Roy Scheider. Yeah. Roy Scheider.
I mean, Paul Newman and Robert Redford were probably still above him.
Paul Newman's cool.
That's true. That's true.
He's not Burt Reynolds.
All right, and so drop of the week winner is what?
Oh, it's Ukers, not the refs, I think. Yeah. Don't you?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I berated the referee.
Yeah, like in the middle of the competition, you just run and yank the mic out of Al's hands and, like, curse at the people helping us out, volunteering their time. Yeah.
Don't give me the volunteering their time. They freaking bungled the whole thing
up. They were horrible. Yes.
They were... I mean, they could be listening
they
right
were,
now.
I don't care. They were about as bad at their jobs as anyone I've been around in recent times. So...
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree.